Have you been wondering about what it would be like to have a career in real estate or in the pool industry? Well, stay tuned. We're going to talk about that.
Welcome to Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, this is Meredith Curtis. Welcome to Finish Well Radio. I am so excited that you're with us tonight. We are going to be talking about careers tonight. So teens, if you're out there, this is a great time to start thinking about all the different careers that you might consider for your future. And tonight we're going to talk about some really cool ones. We're going to talk about real estate. We are going to talk about the pool industry. And I have with me tonight two very good friends of mine, Leanne Benjamin and Donald Nolet. Leanne is a real estate broker and Donald is a manager at a pool company. Welcome both of you. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having us here. We appreciate you attending and listening, and we hope that you'll hear something tonight that is of interest to you. And if you have any questions, feel free to follow up, and we'll be happy to help. My name is Leanne Benjamin. I'm currently a real estate broker and owner of my own company. I started in real estate working for another company, but then decided it'd be more fun to own and operate my own company. I've been doing it for about 20 years, maybe a little longer. And before that, I had another career as a teacher. I taught college-level math, and I enjoyed that very much. So I have been blessed in my life to have two careers. And it's kind of fun. Everything I do, I enjoy. There are some stressful and hazardous days, but I'm able to handle it. And most of the time, everybody enjoys the process.
Hi, my name is Donald Nolet, and I am the father of four wonderful children and married to my wonderful wife, Laura, for 26 years, and I've recently had a grandson come into the family. I've been in the swimming pool industry for about 30-plus years. I don't want to tell you how many exactly. You might guess my age. I work at a local pool builder now. We build some of the most beautiful pools in Central Florida.
Thank you both. Leanne, let's start with you. Where did you go to college, and what degree did you get?
I went to college at the University of Florida in Gainesville, and I got my degree in mathematics. And when I was done with that, I went two extra semesters and got a degree in teaching of the mathematics. And after I took some time off to work a little and start raising a family, then I went back to get my master's at UCF. And the master's was in mathematics, but the degree was MAT, Master of Arts in Teaching.
Leanne, what made you want to leave teaching and move into real estate?
That's an interesting question because I didn't really want to leave teaching. I loved it very much and I enjoyed all my opportunities in that. But times were kind of tough and I was raising my kids as a single mom, so I needed more money to support my family. I had a student in one of my classes, and she was a real estate broker, and she encouraged me to go into real estate. So for a while, I worked both jobs at the same time until I could transition into real estate.
What skills are required for your job? Of those skills, what did you learn in school, and what things did you learn on the job?
Skills needed to sell real estate are very important. Number one on that list would be good people skills. It's important to pay attention to body language and watch for cues that your customers would be giving you along the way. In addition to that, organizational skills are very important. My education helped teach me that along the way. Also important is discipline. Because in real estate, you set your own hours, and if you don't have the discipline to do what you need to do in a reasonable amount of time, you won't make much money doing it. So it's important also to set goals along the way. And since real estate is not a regular paycheck, one must learn how to save money. whenever a paycheck comes along, it's important to put some away for yourself for a rainy day, and that would come in handy when times get tough.
Very good. So if you're listening and you're thinking about what kind of career this is, that real estate is a sales job, and also the way Leanne's doing it, she's an entrepreneur and she started her own business. So both of those are exciting and have great potential, and both of those can make you trust in Jesus and depend on Him. What is the best part of your job, Leanne? I know that my daughter and son-in-law got to know you. You helped them to find their house, which is a beautiful house, and they're very happy there. You played a really big role in their life and just something very special. So I don't know if that's a highlight for you, but what are the things you enjoy most?
I love selling real estate and I love the people that I work with. But the highlight of my job and my work is that I get to express my faith. In conversations in the car or while we're showing houses, I listen to people and hear what they say. And if they tip me off that they have faith too, then I know I can start talking about that a little bit as we go along. And if I suspect people don't have a strong faith, then I can work another way and try and get faith worked into the conversation. But always working with people, you have to show dignity and respect for people. And utmost, you have to show kindness, because it can be very frustrating when people don't make up their minds quickly. So it's important to have patience along with it.
What is the job market like for your field? Does it change a lot? Does it vary? And what is the salary range like?
In real estate, there are no salaries. This is earnings that you get as you go along. And when you receive a paycheck, you get the entire paycheck. And it is important to set money aside, because this shows as 1099 earnings, and the government does not take the money out. So you have to show good discipline in saving that. So that is a difficulty in the job. Also, currently, we are experiencing a market that is slow to recover from the downturn. It is recovering, but it takes time. Our area is one of the worst in the nation as far as foreclosures go. And because our foreclosures need to work their way through the courts, we are going to be probably the last market to recover. So it is difficult but slowly recovering, and that makes it a little challenging. Earnings can be anywhere from about $50,000 a year and up, and the sky is the limit. So it just depends on how much you're willing to work and how you do your marketing and plan your days.
Good. For those of you who don't know, a 1099 is a tax form that someone who is self-employed or a salesman who works on commission gets. So no company withholds taxes for them. They pay their taxes at the end of the year. So my husband has had his own business for many, many years, and he would fill out a 1099 form and show his business. So that would be any of you who are listening and you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, starting your own business. You will become very familiar with a 1099. Leanne, so basically you are telling me that you could make as little as next to nothing and then as much as millions or even billions of dollars. You never know what would happen. What is the most challenging part of your job?
Some of the things that are most challenging is keeping good records. So if you are a detail-oriented person and you like keeping track of things, that would be good for you. For me, that's a little difficult. What happens is you can be working on a file and you have a plan to do some things in that file, and then the phone rings and you're off going in a different direction. So the distractions make it difficult. And sometimes files can get mixed up if you have more than one open, so it takes discipline to be able to do this. Also, many of you may have heard from adults that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but I have learned in real estate his most sensitive and largest nerve is attached to his wallet.
That's awesome. Please tell us about the benefits that come with your job: insurance, days off, sick days, hours, overtime.
Well, for starters, I only work half days, but that 12 hours can vary from day to day. So you get as much out of the career as you decide you want to put into the career. Typically, you are on call 7 days a week, but you wind up working most when other people are off from their regular jobs. So there's a lot of evening work and a lot of work on the weekends. But that has its pluses, too, because you oftentimes will have time during the week that other people don't enjoy, and you can get things done that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to do. So it's just, there are a lot of pluses and minuses. There is no insurance because this is not an employee-type job. There are no days off or sick days. There is no overtime. You earn what you go after, and you must maintain good records and put money aside to take care of these things.
Thank you, Leanne. So that can be a little frightening for some people, but the truth is, anyone who goes into having their own business, it's not that they don't have those things. They just have to be the one to provide those things. So it is a very different kind of life. Leanne, you have so many possibilities in your life. You have your degree. You could go back to teaching. What are some of the future possibilities in your field? And then maybe what are some other things that are open out there because of your degree?
There are many opportunities that the Lord provides, and the limits in what I choose to do are mine only. I can choose to do whatever I wish at any time I wish, but it's very important to remember to balance your life. You work so that you can live, not the other way around. You don't want to be living so that you can work. So it's important to take time off, make time for your worship, make time for your family, make time for your relationship, and most importantly, make time for vacations, because that is a mental downtime from the job that recharges your batteries along the way. So that's very important.
Very good. And Leanne, what are your dreams for the future?
Well, my dreams for the future are to continue to take vacations. I most especially love the Caribbean, and I'd like to visit Hawaii. I want to keep working as long as I can. I'm an adult, but I'm closer to the senior citizen range than to the teenager range. So I've been working a long time, and I look forward to enjoying my hobbies along the way and maybe devoting more time to my church so that I can give back what the world and God has so generously provided to me. So I look forward to that too. And it's just a really rewarding field, so I hope you wouldn't count it out just because it doesn't have a regular paycheck. It can be a lot of fun.
I know from living so many years when Mike has had his own business, it really is an adventure and it really is fun. And, you know, God has really blessed in ours, and I know he's blessed your business. And how do you see God's leading in choosing this career for you?
As we all know, God can close some doors, but he opens a window somewhere else so that there are opportunities and you don't have to feel lost along the way. I was crestfallen when I decided I needed to give up teaching, but I still do teaching in the form of tutoring and helping others. And in real estate, what makes me happy is that I pay attention to the people I'm working with, and I learn more about them, and that makes the job fun, because getting to really know people and then staying in touch with them once they've either purchased their real estate or sold their home is a really nice thing. And God has blessed me. He has given me opportunities that many people don't have. Donald Trump is a wild success in real estate, and there are many like him, but there are many more like me who don't have the level of earnings that he does. But it's always a pleasure to work with people along the way, and I find that focusing on the people and on the Lord brings in the income for me, and I enjoy myself along the way, and I worry less about the income because I know that God takes care of that for me.
Thank you so much. One of my favorite things is to look at houses, to look at floor plans, and that is just so neat, even to see how people decorate and things. And that just sounds like a really fun career to me. We're going to pause for a word from our sponsor, Media Angels. Media Angels is dedicated to serving Jesus Christ in the fullest through curriculum, webinars, and services they provide. Since 1994, Media Angels has served the needs of Christian parents, home educators, students, teachers, and those interested in the writing and publishing process. So we'll be back after this.
My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much and hope to meet you soon.
You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now, back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, and welcome back to Finish Well Radio. Donald Nolet, it is your turn. Can you let us know how you got into the pool industry? Didn't you start in the industry as a teenager? Is that true? I mean, you're still a teenager.
This is true. When I was a small boy, my parents had put a pool in our backyard. And when I got to high school, I needed to get a part-time job. And I went to the pool company that installed our pool. And I started stocking shelves and working in the warehouse. And that's where it all started for me. I had absolutely no skills other than being able to swim. And I started with a local pool builder, and then I learned how to do concrete finishing. Then I went to the service department, and that's where I started learning. I had some mechanical ability, and I went from there. I loved it. I loved what I did, and I still do.
Now, Donald is a friend of mine, and he is someone I call on when things need to be fixed. He has a natural ability to eyeball things, to see what's wrong, to see what needs to be done. So I know not everyone is like that, Donald. Not everyone has a natural ability to do things like that. So what skills are required for your job, and do people need schooling for that, or is it just on-the-job training? So how did you become good at what you do besides just your natural abilities?
When I said earlier that I went to work for the service department for that pool company, I actually spent time with a man that had been doing it for a very long time, and he mentored me in a lot of areas in building pools and servicing pools and making repairs. And I still use some of the skills that he taught me back when I was 16 or 18 years old. I still use those skills today. Mainly, if you wanted to get into the business to get into the service side of it, you do need some mechanical ability at a minimum. If you can follow directions and learn, and you're willing to learn, you may have to start at the bottom, but if you're willing to learn and you find somebody who can mentor you and teach you the right way to do things, you pretty much build and grow from there. There are no swimming pool repair schools that I know of. There are classes where you can learn how to do different aspects and hone your skills. But a lot of it, like from my experience, has been on-the-job training. For example, when I train someone, I show them how to do it, and then I allow them to do it, but I'm with them. And then I watch them do it and help them by making corrections or guiding them along the way. And then they do it completely on their own. And that's how I've found is the best way to do it. Shoulder to shoulder is what I call it. So in my opinion, the best way to learn how to do this or how to succeed in this business is developing a mentoring relationship with someone who knows what they're doing.
Great. That's awesome. And, you know, for those of you who have an opportunity, if you're interested in the pool business, you might ask your mom to find someone that you could apprentice with. And that would be a really neat thing to do. Donald, you have been in so many different aspects of the pool business, and you started out, you know, working in service and stocking shelves, but you've gone on through really through the industry, and you've moved into management and done all kinds of different aspects of the business. What is the best part of your job right now? I know that you're a manager, but also what is the job in the pool industry that you have enjoyed the most?
The best part of my job on a daily basis is interacting with people, whether it be in the public or some of the employees in the company, whether I'm mentoring a new employee or I'm showing a brand new pool owner how to operate their equipment. That's my favorite part, is being able to share the 30 years of experience that I've got with other people, whether they be a customer or an employee.
Awesome. And what is the job market like in your field? What is the salary range like?
The job market in this field is kind of funny because it's considered a luxury item to put a pool in the backyard. So it's very market driven. When the economy takes a downturn, usually those luxury items like swimming pools and boats, and Leanne can attest to this, you know, all of those things tend to get put to the wayside and people focus on, you know, things like fuel and groceries and things like that. So it does have its ebbs and flows and ups and downs. But if you're with a solid company who makes preparations for those downturns, then your employment would be solid. The company I work for, we build a lot of pools. We probably build the most pools of any builder in the country. If a downturn should come, we're prepared to focus the business in a different direction, which is part of the reason why I have my job, is to be able to do things like that. The salary range would start in the mid 20,000s per year, and you would grow up from there. The more you hone your skills, the faster you get at cleaning pools, for example, can increase your salary that way. When you start moving into different levels, you would start as a technician, and some companies pay their technicians by a percentage of labor that's produced, or some companies will pay an hourly rate. And it's all based on what your skills and abilities are. So the more you hone your skills and abilities, the more money you can make. With myself, I've honed my skills and abilities, and then I learned that I didn't really want to dig and I didn't want to work hard anymore. So I started developing my people skills and I started learning how to deal with people and employees and how to do this and how to do that from a human resources standpoint. So that's actually moved me into a different level and I quite enjoy it.
What is the most challenging part of your job?
This is always a hard question to answer. Because the best part of my job is, as I said before, is dealing with people on a regular basis. The hardest part of my job is dealing with people on a regular basis. Because sometimes you really have to be able to interact with someone who is not very nice. In my particular business where I'm at right now, if they didn't have a particularly positive building experience, if they experienced a lot of rain and delays and just problems like that that weren't anticipated in the construction process of their pool, by the time they get to meeting me, they're typically not a very nice person, which I always take as a challenge because I always like to to turn them around and make them happy and, you know, show them that they can enjoy their pool. That is the very most difficult part, is the negative aspect of interacting with people, not only customers, but employees, because sometimes I have to be the bad guy with employees, and that's never fun, but it's part of the job.
And I won't ask you to share any of those stories. Tell us about the benefits that come with your job. Insurance, days off, sick days, overtime?
Well, that's really mainly decided upon by the company that you go to work for. If it's a reputable company, they're going to give you a minimum of a few days a year for sick leave. My company offers 3 days of paid sick leave. I don't have an exact count, but we pay all the major holidays, so the guys get a day off with pay. We do offer health insurance, and there is a paid vacation as well. So it all depends on the company that you go to work for. And that's one thing that you want to look for when you go to work for a company, is how do they value their employees? Do they value their employees enough to pay them a great salary and offer training and give them paid vacation days and paid sick days? Because those things are important. You want to do your best to work for a company, work hard for them every single day. But in turn, the company, in my opinion, has an obligation to take care of their employees, whether it's paid sick days or a vacation. It's a give and a take. I've always taken my job very seriously, so I give 100% to the company I work for, and I expect them to respect me and pay me what I'm worth and allow me opportunities to take vacations. And if I do get sick, then I can take a day off and still get paid for it.
Wonderful. Now, Donald, what are your dreams for the future?
This is always another difficult question to answer. Personally, my dreams for the future is to see my family continue to grow in their faith in God and serving the people in the church and serving the community. And I am looking forward to watching my children continue to grow their families. And that's just an exciting part of my life now that I'm a grandfather. I can really envision these things. From a business standpoint, I really want to help my company do as best they can. My goal is to, like any business professional, is keep expenses down and profits high. And one of the things that I like to do is not only watching the numbers, but I like to watch the morale. The guys that report to me always feel comfortable coming to me with issues that they're having at home. If they feel they need to talk to somebody about it, I always have an open door policy, and I always try to encourage them by telling them that they do a good job. When they do one thing right, then I try to make a big deal out of it. And that tends to really secure a great relationship. And that's how a mentoring relationship should work. So that's what I've always done in my business, in my professional life. And I try to do it in my personal life as well. So that would be one of my goals, is to continue succeeding at doing that.
Can you look back and see God's leading in bringing you into this industry, the pool industry?
There are several areas in my life. One of the reasons that we're in Florida is because of God, and I just think he's positioned me in a lot of places. I haven't always been in the pool business my entire professional career. I've done a few other different things, but I always seem to come back to the pool business. And I think God knows that this is what I do, and I do it very well, and it gives me a lot of joy. So I think that's the biggest thing that God has done. He's allowed me to be in this business, and not to brag, but he's allowed me to be very good at what I do. It's just given me a lot of joy, and I've been able to hopefully give a lot of other people joy in giving them information on how to get the most out of their pool.
Well, if you're listening and you live in Minnesota, the pool business may not be indispensable, but we're here in Florida and the pool business is indispensable. And wherever you live, real estate is indispensable. And I know that Leanne and Donald are both excellent at what they do, and they have a heart for young people, and they have a heart for people to get involved in whatever industry God is calling them to. I want you guys now to just talk to these teens that are listening, and maybe you're an adult and you're listening and you're thinking about careers. You both work a lot with people in the business, and I know you both mentioned that people skills are probably one of the most important things in your job, especially you in management now, Donald and Leanne, having your own business and being in sales. What lessons have you learned in dealing with people that you can pass on to others?
This is a very interesting question. If you're a student in school currently, you feel like it's an endless thing, maybe some days. But when you consider a lifespan of a person, that's a very small part. Your schooling is a very small part. And we always hope that you would continue learning, but working for your entire career can be up to 40 years. And so it's very important that you understand the overarching thing in any career is really people skills. And being in touch with people and learning what their needs are and servicing those needs. And that ties in with faith, because we are to be servants if we want to grow with the Lord. And we must show dignity and respect to all people. I know some realtors don't like working in the lower price ranges, maybe $100,000 and less, but a home is a person's biggest investment usually, and it is wise to remember that and treat it with the respect that it deserves. Every person, whether they know the Lord or not, deserves to have that from everyone they encounter. Sometimes we fall short, but that doesn't mean we quit trying. We must keep going and put one foot in front of the other, because in life, that's what really matters. We are trying to get to the next life with our Savior, and what we do here is important. We need to serve each other. So it's been a pleasure talking with you about this.
Some of the biggest things that I can recommend in dealing with people is learn how to deal with people. There are books like Personality Plus, How to Win Friends and Influence People, great books in teaching you how to interact with people. But the biggest thing that I can recommend is to be a student always. Whatever job you do, learn your craft, hone your skills, always be looking to get better. I've been doing what I do for over 30 years, and I have never gone to work thinking I am there, I know everything, because I take every opportunity every day to try to learn something new. And I think that's why I'm successful at what I do, is I always try to figure things out and try to learn a different way to do it. And I always recommend to everyone coming in, whether it's the pool business or you're working at a convenience store or whatever it is that you do, I always tell them to do your job as if you're doing it for your mama.
That's very good advice.
That's cute. Okay, we're going to be wrapping up right now. And again, Leanne is a realtor. Donald is a manager in a pool company. And both of them have been in their careers for a long time. What would you say to someone who wants to be a realtor, who wants to get into the pool business? Give them some advice on how to get started.
I think it's important, if you have interest in a particular job, that you try to job shadow someone who's been in that job for a long time, because you can learn some good tips that way about how other people do it. And then also just studying about it and learning and researching whether or not it's something that would be able to provide for your family and make you satisfied along the way, because that's important too.
Anyone looking to go into the pool business, I would strongly recommend that you turn the other way and run as fast as you can.
Oh, don't say that.
If you're thinking of getting into the pool business, I would recommend looking for a reputable company. Look for a company as if you're looking to buy a pool. Talk to people who have had their pool installed by them or had their pool serviced by this company, and you'll soon find out if the company is reputable. At that point, if you are interested, talk to someone who's been in the business for a while and see if they have a program where they can mentor you and they can teach you how to do it properly. You can try it for a summer and see if you like it. Just keep in mind that in the trenches when you're starting, it's not going to be a lot of fun always, but if you can see the big picture and see growth in your career path, then it's definitely a job for you. It's one of the funnest businesses I've ever been involved in. I'm out in the beautiful Florida sunshine every single day. Sometimes it's raining, but most of the time it's beautiful. And I just love what I do. Being able to see a product produced that is beautiful and it brings joy to so many families. If you can imagine that and imagine yourself being part of that, then the pool business is for you.
Leanne, Donald, thank you so much for joining me. It was wonderful to have you. I so appreciate both of you. To everyone, God bless you. God has a plan for you, and you just keep looking and searching and researching, and He will reveal it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.